Well, the Christmas decorations are up in the stores. The carols are starting to play in the malls. Love Actually is screening on television. I think we can officially declare the festive season is open. Are you one of those people who starts putting up the Christmas trimmings on or even before the 1st of December? Cape Town's new mayor, Jordan Hill Lewis, might be beating you to it this year because he's going to be switching on the Christmas lights in the CBD this evening. Sadly, for the second year in a row, there's not going to be the usual free open-air concert to go with the celebration, and that's because of COVID, of course. But still, the lights will be going on this evening. And to tell us more about what's in store, I'm delighted to welcome our mayor, Jordan Hill Lewis, to the show. Great to have you with us this afternoon. Welcome.
So nice to be with you, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Jordan, a bit of a different look again, as it was last year, and we all know the reason why. Having said that, outdoor gatherings are allowed for up to 2,000 people. Difficult, though, to restrict an event that was once open to anybody who wanted to come free of charge. Was that the sort of the driving force behind the decision not to do it this year?
Yes, that's exactly right. And, you know, in years gone past, there's been up to 100,000 people. It's actually the biggest event that takes place in Cape Town annually.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the years just before COVID, we had 100,000 people that at that event. So it's just really difficult to have to cancel it. But I think it is the right decision for everyone's safety. But we just hope that we can get back to having that event as soon as possible.
Fingers crossed and toes crossed that you're right on that. In the meantime, what is going to happen this evening? You are going to do a ceremonial switching on of the lights.
We absolutely are. This is a wonderful tradition that I remember as a child coming to Adderley Street to watch those lights get switched on with all the people stretching all the way down to the foreshore and all the markets and food sellers.
Yeah.
It's a tradition that's been going for more than 50 years in the city, so we're not going to break that tradition, even though we can't have a big crowd. We are going to have a little ceremonial switching on of the lights tonight, and people will be able to take their families to walk up and down Adderley Street or drive up and down Adderley Street over the Christmas season and see the lights for themselves.
Okay, so the important thing is don't come to Adderley Street tonight expecting what you would have seen in previous years. There's not going to be the free concert. They're not going to be the food vendors. But you are invited to drive by or walk by perhaps over the weekend and into the festive season to take a look. I know there's always a theme for the year, Jordan. What have you chosen for 2021?
We chose the City of Opportunity, and it really is an honouring of our city, which has shown so much resilience through the last 2 years. All of those small businesses and families who have done whatever it has taken to get through the last two difficult years. And so in honour of them, we are going for the theme called City of Opportunity.
And how is that going to be reflected in the switching on? Because I know it's not just the CBD that's going to be lit up, but other parts as well.
Yes, actually, we're going to have 90 Christmas or festive light displays across the city. There's a very long list of suburbs and neighborhoods and communities around the city that will have anything from a Christmas tree to slightly more substantial lights in a few of the bigger areas, parts of the city. So the whole city gets to share in this this wonderful tradition. It's not just Adderley Street, but of course Adderley Street is the epicenter.
Yeah.
And so it's just great. I must say it's a really surreal moment for me personally because I so clearly remember going there as a little boy, never in my wildest dreams thinking that I might one day push the button. So it is a lovely thing, and I'm taking my daughter along tonight as well. And so I hope that she experiences this a little bit, so even without the crowds, a little bit of that same sense of wonder.
May I ask, how old is your daughter, Jordan?
She's 6 years old, and she is so excited. I've been telling her about this. Never mind the election as mayor. That's all irrelevant. I've been telling her about this Christmas switching on of the lights for the last 2 weeks. And she couldn't be more excited.
I love it. It's the perfect age to be just overawed by it all. Jordan, it was inevitable that this message would come through on our SMS line. Sue saying, making the point, can we really afford the frivolity of festive lights when we are in an electricity-constrained situation with blackouts? Do you want to respond to that?
I did actually ask that same question. Look, it is a wonderful tradition, Sue. I think it was Sue. And it is. I think it's worth continuing, but I did actually follow up on that, and all of the lights that we use are LED lights, so they're extremely low energy intensive lights. So actually, the entire thing across the city uses just 420 bass amps. I think that's what the answer says that I received.
Okay.
A very, very low amount of electricity because we are using only LED lights.
Okay, thanks for that explanation. And Sue, I hope that puts your concerns to rest to some degree at least. Thank you for your SMS though. Jordan, I hope it's going to be a very special event this evening, even though it must be a different kind from the big celebration of previous years. And I agree, let's look ahead and hope that maybe in 2022 we'll be doing it in person with food trucks and musicians playing and 3 years worth of celebrating to catch up on in one night.
And I would say that what could really help our businesses and our whole city right now is to get more and more South Africans to come and visit our beautiful city over Christmas. So please share the photos of our lovely lights display to all of your family members around the country and say, come on down to Cape Town this Christmas. We don't have any or far fewer international visitors now. So it's perfect for you to come and enjoy our city.
I know the first cruise ship docked in the harbour this morning, Jordan, so at least 400 visitors have arrived who might be able to enjoy that, and we hope they spread the word as well.
Absolutely, but I'm afraid I was devastated to hear. I was supposed to go and welcome the cruise ship this morning and was devastated to hear that those passengers are not allowed to disembark.
Oh, no.
Because the cruise company is very concerned about anyone on board getting COVID. So they are going to be enjoying our city, I'm afraid, from the comfort of their rooms.
Oh, goodness. That's a devastating blow, I know, to all of the aligned businesses who rely on that return. Jordan, I'm putting you on the spot because we asked you to do an interview about Christmas lights, not about cruise tourism. But, I mean, any inclination from any quarters as to expectations for the festive season? I know everybody is waiting with bated breath to see whether the UK and others might walk back the travel bans that were imposed, particularly as we realise how far the Omicron variant has travelled globally beyond South Africa. How are you feeling about that as you look to the festive season ahead?
I think that there's a reasonable chance that that might happen because the backlash has justifiably been so heavy against that irrational decision to ban travel and put us on red lists and so on. And we are working very hard to get that message out there. But of course, these decisions are so political, not scientific, that now many of these governments will be embarrassed to have to walk back that decision. And so I wonder whether they will do so. But we're trying our best, and what is great is that I've asked our city team, we got together very quickly yesterday, and we said, what can we do to get more South Africans to come to Cape Town to essentially pick up the slack that the foreign visitors leaving now have left? And so we are putting together a really quick campaign to get more and more South Africans to come here over the December holiday, and we want to get that message out that Cape Town is not going to be as full as it usually is in December. There's not going to be as many foreigners. Prices will be down. So please do come and enjoy Cape Town this summer.
Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis, thank you so much for the update and especially for the impromptu one there on a related topic. Good luck for this evening, and I hope your daughter has an absolutely fabulous time watching the lights go on tonight. So once again, it isn't the usual public spectacle. You're not invited to come down to the Grand Parade and walk up and down Adderley Street and shop, etc. But please do make an effort to go past and check out the lights over the festive season, either on foot or by car.